Doris Taylor, D-O-R-I-S-T-A-Y-L-O-R, 92332. Let's see, put down today's visit, which is 10:29. Our patient is a 91-year-old woman recently hospitalized with sepsis. She was in the hospital from 10:16 to 10:23, period. In the paragraph, she has a history of advanced dementia. She is only oriented to person only from time to time, period. Prior to hospitalization, patient has had episodes of decreased mentation. She was unresponsive. When she was taken by the ambulance to the hospital, she has a suprapubic catheter in place because of atonic bladder, and she was diagnosed with urosepsis, was treated with antibiotics, period. She's very thin. She has a fully suprapubic catheter in place. Medication, she's finished the course of antibiotics, now was sent home with losartan, 50 milligram, allergy penicillin. Family history, she was given away at birth. She doesn't know anything about mom and dad. COVID immunization, she refused to get a COVID immunization. Social, never was a heavy smoker or drinker. She lives in San Marcos, Texas. Originally from San Marcos, Texas. She has one child who passed away. She's been widowed for a long time. She lives with a caretaker 24/7 who knows about her condition and has been with her the whole time. Period. The caretaker states under review of system that patient has not been eating, has had decreased mentation, episodes of confusion, only oriented to person and only at times, eats a childlike portion, has had weight loss of 15 pounds over the past month before hospitalization, and increased confusion, period. During the hospitalization, the patient was treated with antibiotics, was sent home with swelling of her right leg, which is causing some pain. This was done seven days ago prior to discharge. When she was discharged 7 days ago, at that time there was no evidence of DVT, but one cannot exclude a DVT of the right leg at this time. Nevertheless, patient has decided that she no longer wants to go back and forth to the hospital and wants to be placed on hospice to have the last few days and weeks of her life spent at home. Period. And a review of system potential, total ADL dependence, she's bedbound, she requires feeding, and she has a diaper in place with a suprapubic catheter, as was mentioned. She does not have a decubitus ulcer at this time. Patient complains of pain all over and has been started on hydrocodone by Dr. Ali, period. Let's see, losartan medication, losartan 50 milligram. We talked about social. We talked about review of system. Patient on physical exam is awake but confused. She has a blood pressure of 1/12/60, pulse 90, respiration 18 or 2/97. She's afebrile. She's has severe muscle wasting, 24 centimeter left arm circumference, but has definite muscle wasting in the lower extremity despite presence of edema and temporal wasting. Heart, positive 1, positive 2, tachycardic with ectopics, lungs, shallow breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity, 2 plus edema, especially on the right side. The right leg also appears red and hot to touch. Again, DVT was ruled out at the time of discharge, but cannot rule out DVT at this time. And nevertheless, patient does not want to go back and forth to the hospital. She wants to be kept comfortable at home, period. Pulses are diminished in both lower extremities. Patient has a foot drop on the right side and has contractures about the ankle, and especially about the ankles and knees. Patient wears a diaper and has a suprapubic catheter. Assessment here, we have a 91-year-old woman with advanced Alzheimer's disease, period. Number two is recent hospitalization from 10:16 to 10:23 with urosepsis, which is very common in patients with end-stage Alzheimer's dementia, and it's the leading cause of death along with aspiration pneumonia. Next number, patient at this time is in pain because of right leg pain. Post-hospitalization, cannot rule out DVT. She no longer wants to be sent back to the hospital for a Doppler study. We've tried to keep the patient as comfortable as possible. Next number, weight loss, extensive, secondary to advanced dementia. Next number, decreased appetite. Next, missed protein, calorie, malnutrition. Next number, patient apparently was anemic during the hospitalization, as it's also noted to be an end-stage hallmark of end-stage dementia with lack of stimulation, with low protein and low albumin. Period. Overall prognosis remains poor. Patient definitely meets the criteria for hospice admission and most likely has a few weeks, days to weeks to live. Period. Next number of patients have been placed on hydrocodone by Dr. Ali, the medical director for First Atlantic Hospice, and kept pain will be kept under control, period. The paragraph patient's care was discussed with Felicia, patient's RN, hospice RN, as well as patient's family, or patient's caregiver, 24/7 caregiver at home, period.